Chapter 6. Dangerous Plans. I knew that Elzevir and Ratsy were smugglers, but I didn't mind because they were good men. When I sat with them in the evenings, they sometimes told me stories of their smuggling experiences. One stormy night, Ratsy came to tell Elzevir about a new shipwreck. "The sailors told me there's a big wreck in the bay," he said. "We must get there quickly before the authorities hear about it," was Elzevir's reply. "Tell the men we'll do it tomorrow." "They say Maskew watches for smugglers on Moonfleet Beach," Ratsy said in a worried voice. "Then we'll take the cargo to Hoare Head and bring it here by mule," was Elzevir's reply. I sat quietly and listened while Ratsy and Elzevir were making their plans. Suddenly, I felt cold air on my neck. I turned around and saw that the inn door was slightly open. "That's strange," I thought. "I'm sure I closed the door." "I think somebody was outside and heard your conversation," I whispered to Elzevir.
"No, no, boy," he said. "There's nobody out on a stormy night like this. It's just the wind."
"Let me go with you on this raid," I begged him. At first he refused, but finally he agreed. "You can come to Hoare Head, but you won't go out on the boats," he said firmly. I got up early the next morning and ran to the manor house. I hid in the trees till Grace came out of the house and walked along the path to the hen house. She smiled when she saw me.
"Oh, John, it's wonderful to see you," she cried. "I've missed you."
I helped Grace collect the eggs, and we talked about many things, but I didn't tell her about the raid. "Soon you and Elzevir will have to leave the Why Not," she said sadly. "Where will you live?" "I don't know, but Elzevir will find a place for us," I told her confidently. We sat quietly, holding hands for a while, and then Grace said, "I must go home now. Father went away on business for 2 days, but our housekeeper watches me all the time." I hugged Grace and said goodbye. "I'll come again soon," I promised. On my way back, I remembered Grace's words about Mr. Maskew being away on business. "That's good news for us," I thought. "We don't want him bringing the authorities tonight." An hour later, Elzevir, Ratsy and I left Moonfleet. It was about 15 miles to Hoare Head. When we got there, we walked from the top of the cliff down to the beach. The other men were already there, waiting for Elzevir's orders. "First, we'll bring all the cargo to the beach, and then we'll take it up this path," he said. "It's the only safe way up to the cliff." At the other end of the beach, there was a second way up to the cliff, but it was only a sheep's path. It was narrow, stony, and extremely dangerous. Sheep sometimes slipped on it and fell onto the rocks below. All night, the little boats went back and forth to the shipwreck. By sunrise, all the contraband was on the beach, and the men were putting it on the mules. Suddenly, there was a slight movement in the bushes at the bottom of the cliff. Three of the sailors ran towards it and pulled out a man. It was Maskew. They threw him on the ground beside Elzevir and tied his hands. "Stone him," they shouted. "Kill him." "Stop," shouted Elzevir. "If Maskew is here, the authorities will come soon. Leave quickly. I'll deal with Maskew." Ratsy and the others left. Only Elzevir, Maskew and I remained on the beach. Elzevir stood with his pistol in his hand, looking down at Maskew. The man was terrified. "Have compassion," Maskew begged. "I've got a daughter. She hasn't got a mother. If you kill me, she will be alone."
"But you showed my son, David, no compassion," Elzevir said quietly. I didn't know what to do.
"Elzevir will kill him," I said to myself. "Maskew is an evil man, but he is Grace's father." As Elzevir lifted his pistol, I threw myself at him
and the shot went into the air. Before Elzevir could say anything, we heard voices from the top of the cliff. We looked up and saw the authorities standing there.
"Quickly," Maskew shouted to them. "Shoot the villains now, or they will kill me."
Several shots came from the cliff top. One grazed my leg, and I fell to the ground. Elzevir pulled me close to the cliff where it was safe. But Maskew lay on the ground without moving. The magistrate was dead.
"They shot Maskew by mistake," said Elzevir.
"I didn't kill him, but nobody will believe me." Then he touched my shoulder.
"Can you walk, John?" he asked.
"No, I can't stand," I said, in terrible pain. "I think my leg is broken because I fell very badly on the rock, but at least the bullet didn't enter my leg. If we stay here, they will take us and hang us as smugglers," said Elzevir. "We must try to escape by the sheep's path, but it's dangerous. If we fall, we'll both die. At least the authorities will never follow us up this path. It's too dangerous." I was frightened, but tried to be brave.
"Well, I suppose it's better to fall off the rocks than to be hanged," I said.
I will never forget that day. The climb up the dangerous sheep's path seemed endless. Elzevir carried me in his arms, and he walked very slowly and carefully. Sometimes his foot slipped, but he managed not to fall. In some places, the path was too narrow for him to carry me, and I crawled on my hands and knees.
"Stay close to the cliff wall, and don't look down," he warned me.
I did as he said, but I was terrified and in pain. Finally, we reached the top. Elzevir put me down on the grass and lay down exhausted. "We'll rest for an hour and then we'll continue," he whispered. "I know a safe place, but it will take us a day to get there."